Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. So, yes. I wear the same outfit every day. Disgusting. I need new ones. I will get new ones. Not sure why my camera is angled. Weird. Talk about conference realignment because that's what everybody's talking about. I want to talk about Notre Dame. Want to talk about themselves and talk about a great combination of the, what it should be called, the Big Pac-12. You know, Big Ten obviously changed things with USC and UCLA, changed things with Texas and Oklahoma. Those mega conferences, the Big Two as probably trademark something, got to come up with something. ESPN and Fox Networks will continue to be aggressive. So how do these other conferences survive? Well, one of the big tribes. The grant of rights TV deal of the ACC gives them an opportunity to survive. And I think they have a very good chance of doing so. I think they could also add programs. Cal, Stanford really come to mind for me when it comes to print. I think they would be tremendous additions. You know, it's a big from their westernmost program, which, but it doesn't matter now. All bets are off, and nobody cares about travel, care about academics. But UCLA does too, more so than USC, and well, team across the country to Piscataway, New Jersey. They don't care. It's all about money. So the ACC just Stanford and Cal, just to keep in the game. But the big prize is Notre Dame, and I'll get to that in a second. Both get together, merge, and hurry, because Washington, Oregon could certainly jump. Pac-12 is dying without USC and UCLA. Big 12 is dying without Texas. No, dying entities, merge them as best you can. And again, the ACC will probably pick up off a couple schools. The SEC really not interested. Maybe Oklahoma State, because Oklahoma, maybe one of the Texas schools, although they've already got Texas and Texas A&M. What interest I see in the Big 12 from the SEC, and the Pac-12 doesn't interest them that much either. Not sure why it just disappeared. SEC, you know, would have been interested in USC for sure. Ship has flown, so sailed, not flown. So you know, we move on to engulf some ACC teams. I honestly think we should be talking. The ACC and the Pac-12 are somehow talking about some sort of alliance. We know these alliances are garbage. Handshake deal, Big Ten alliance with the Pac-12. Oh, by the way, Kevin Warren's going to steal nice handshake. It doesn't work. Handshakes don't work in business. Business is business. So I don't know what's going to come of the ACC Pac-12 discussions. I don't know what's going to become of the Pac-12 trying to steal Pac-12 teams. But I think what we're going to land on is either four, not two. A lot of people have two right now. That's years from now, I believe. I do believe four is a better number for obvious reasons. Even numbers are better than odd when it comes to. And then the fifth could be a, you know, conglomerate of the teams left out or the group of five now. But there are going to be some teams possibly left out. I mean, in a Pac-12, they have to worry about some of these programs that just aren't viable. And no offense to Oregon State, no offense to Washington State. They don't bring a lot of value. No offense to Kansas football. I mean, basketball is going to save them. But so there are some programs. And if I'm West Virginia, I'm worried. Because in the last realignment, got screwed. And you know, you were a natural fit for the SEC. They didn't want you. The ACC, they didn't want you because the academics and all that garbage. And it was a really – now you're, you know, sort of a stick out like a sore thumb in the big fit there. So where are you going to fit? I think the eventual home for them will be the ACC, but that's going to shake out. Well, so Notre Dame. Let's get to Notre Dame because I don't want to make this too long. I want you to be easy on my content when I don't have a guest, especially because you don't want to stare at my ugly, dirty pig hat. That's, I don't know how my hat gets dirty. Anyways, and I suck at golf, but Notre Dame. The key here is the ACC. The ACC needs to get Notre Dame in there. Notre Dame's been flirting with them, so to speak. You know, everybody had that girl that they had a crush on, right? Flirted, never would jump into a relationship or a true relationship. That's no easy for all their other sports, but football, we're going to spot pick and stay independent. That the ACC can't say, well, join us or not, because I don't think the SEC, honestly, I think they fear Notre Dame going to a competitive conference. To make them strong about Notre Dame. Now, if Notre Dame knocked on the door and said, SEC, let me in, they'd let him in, of course. But I think if the ACC says, well, you better put out Notre Dame or we're breaking up. My phone's blown up, as always. So the ACC really, you know, the grant of rights, as I mentioned, makes it difficult for people to shatter the ACC. They do make changes to the ACC. Let's say they add Notre Dame on a permanent basis. Let's say they go up a little bit of a door for the other programs to say, well, listen, grant of rights, we agreed to structure that we saw and agreed upon. This is new. This is different. We want out. And to get major concessions, and you could end up with a Big 12 Texas situation where people get upset anymore because everybody was kind of kissing Texas's butt, and the Texas A&Ms and Nebraskas of the world said, this is stupid, not going to happen. And that's the only way to get Notre Dame. Girl, you better treat her right. That's the other part too. You got to woo and woo and woo and Dave, you finally get married to her. You better make her happy. Now this is weird because you and you'd have to make major concessions to get Notre Dame in, but that's the key for the ACC. Currently is a viable conference, but no more competitive, honestly, than the Big 12. Clemson has saved their butt and won a couple national championships. Florida State won a national championship. We're approaching 10 years on that. And since, you know, there are other power programs, you know, Miami's been a big disappointment. Virginia Tech has fallen off. North Carolina's a sleeping giant every year. And you really have the additions. You know, Pitt's been solid. Louisville's been solid. Syracuse's been solid. Nothing great. So with that, you know, you need Notre Dame to short term. It's not going to happen short term. Notre Dame, I'm going to tell you right now, is going to say no to the Big Ten, say no to everybody. They're going to use TV restructuring deals to get their own TV deal, even better and bigger than it's ever been before. Bill Ryan and Rick Neuheisel will ask me, why? Why Notre Dame? Why are they? Because everybody's afraid not to have Notre Dame. Notre Dame is the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Yankees sports. Everybody either hates the Yankees or loves them, right? Most hate them. Most hate the Cowboys. Many love them. But they're that polarizing, important, you'd argue, the Lakers in basketball that is necessary, that will bring viewers. No matter what, even if people will tune in just to see and hope that they lose to Navy, and the diehard Notre Dame fans will go in there in the game and they will critique Notre Dame. Oh, we should have beat Navy by 50 every year, blah, 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 or whatever the hell is giving us problems, just to complain, because people love to complain. So Notre Dame in social media, one of the things I've learned is you have to have content that people want, and that's opinionated content. Whether they agree with you or not, as long as they're engaging, it's important. Guy in the world, my opinions aren't always right, but when I have an opinion and it's a strong, that people engage with me, and I'll engage back, and that's what TV's about. You want engagement. You want people to watching commercials, buying products, on and on. It's business 101. So Notre Dame current conference realignment to expand their own TV deal. And that's great. They're not going to join the ACC. They're not going to join the Big Ten. They're not going to join the SEC anytime soon. This will all shake out over the next forced, but right now they're not being forced. So what the ACC has to do is some package for them to make it impossible for them to say no. Now they could say, hey, no partnership with you unless you become a full-time member. But again, there's the bluff, and it because they have a great solution from the ACC for their other sports, but not a great enough solution. They'll just say, okay, we'll just figure it out on our own, or we'll join the Big Ten. I mean, they're in a great, but you know, all these rumors about, you know, UVA and Florida, Carolina, and you know, Clemson going to the SEC, and all this is very difficult. Okay, it's very difficult to get past. There's a lock. I just don't think, honestly, these programs have the money to break. Some people think that these programs make billions and billions of dollars, and they have just endless walls of money, and this is breaking, you know, or Ozark, where they're hiding money in the wood panels. It's lucrative, yes. Ending. I mean, look at Florida State with Taggart. You know, they're in a position right now where they can't get rid of Mike. They're paying Willie Taggart still. Now, you'd think they could afford to pay anybody, but no. Now, the boosters will be extremely interested, the people that filter the money into the athletic department, be in joining the SEC, of course, but getting out of that grant of rights is not easy. Love when people just sort of look, and listen, I'm no legal and no expert, but I love when people just, oh yeah, SEC is going to get this team. It's not that easy. It takes a long time. USC and UCLA, this deal was done in June. No, this took a long time to put together. No. Oh, this was like post Lincoln Riley. This was like, it's been in the works for a very long time. People don't make big decisions like this without endless discussions, endless votes. That's how business works. So, you know, it's grow rumors out there. I'm not putting a rumor out there that the ACC is looking at Callen's academic fit to really good programs that would give them a West Coast presence out there and say, I have this information, that's inside information. If inside information comes to me, great. If I get a call from Sankey tomorrow, you know, and he tells me, you know, what's going on, but don't source me, I'll put it out there some, but I'll put it out there. That stuff, that information is not coming to me. I'm not digging for it because I know lies. Now, I'm accepting lies in the NFL draft. I'm accepting teams telling me they don't like this player that when they end up drafting a quarterback. I accept lies in recruiting. I accept lies in life. But when it comes to, you know, conference realignment or who's going to play, who's not going to play, anything political, and trust me when I tell you this issue and a political issue, I stay away from. I just don't want to dig into it. The limit. The transfer portal is as I'll get. That's a cesspool. I've compared it, and NIL is the same. I've compared it to the Shawshank Redemption when he, you know, crap, you know, I forget how many yards, 300 yards of crap to freedom. And the goings on that occur there, and it's NIL. NIL is worse than the portal, but overall, politics is even worse than that. And I'm not talking political, like, you know, presidential, you know, Joe Biden stuff. I'm talking in these conferences between these billionaires, between these presidents and chancellors. And if you don't think political, then you're living under a rock. And it is. And all of this will shake out, you know, slapping backs and kissing babies and political garbage that I don't want to deal with, dig into. But I guess that makes me a non-investigative journalist. Speculate. I love speculation. I love opinion. Should the SEC go with SEC? Yeah, of course. Yes. And in a perfect little imaginary nimble, tweet that out and say, oh, yeah, they're coming for these guys. There's so much more behind it. There's so much more to it, be thought out and discussed and written about. But the attention span of today's not that long. You know, they want to know what's happening and they want to know why in 200 words. They don't want a deep dive into, you know, what happened in conference that landed Virginia Tech in the ACC and UVA going to bat for them on a you know, senatorial level. I don't want to read that stuff now. Who's the ACC? You're not going to lose. So programs that should be comfortable, nothing to worry about. There's a lot of them. But programs that have things to worry about. Okay, and I'll give you an example. North Carolina has nothing to worry about. Okay, you're strong in basketball, are in a great demographic for football. Wake Forest, you do have to worry. Very small, and academics are great, but you're not bringing a lot of eyeballs, and that's not a good thing for you. You do have to worry. You're a great story in football tradition, but you're in a geographical location and in TV, no interest to anybody, and that sucks for you, and you do have to worry. Georgia Tech, you're not a good football program. You haven't been for a while, but you have nothing to worry about. You have good academics. you're a program that's going to be coveted. You're a program that the Big Ten and is that my Wi-Fi that sucks? Is that one bar? I don't know. I will wrap this and I will continue to talk about, I will continue to give my opinions on, I will continue. Here's a C. This isn't a good move for them at all when you're talking about wins, losses. More, they're going to be playing in cold weather. They're opening up the state of California a little bit more to the Big Ten, Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State and the programs that can recruit there. And you're not a very good football team. Now, viable option for a national championship? Yes, that's a great argument for you. It's a great argument. In the Pac-12, your recruiting could go against you so easily because if you get to the playoff, you got to run the table, go undefeated. So all the Southern Cal kids, you should go to Alabama or go to Ohio State or go someplace where there's a real conference and you have a chance to get not only one team, but maybe two. That helps. But you also got to win now. And you got to win in a much, much tougher conference. And so what makes you think you're going to win in the Big Ten? It's just interesting. And UCLA, I won't even get into that because that's more obvious. The people that think that USC and Lincoln Riley and the recruiting is going to go off the charts, yes, recruiting is going to go very well. Very well. It was because Lincoln Riley is exciting. The offense is exciting. Kids finally have something to be excited about. Under Lane Kiffin and Sark, there wasn't that level of excitement. And there were, you know, Reggie Bush, Clay Helton, there was no excitement. You know, last time there was this much excitement about USC was Pete Carroll. So recruiting was going to go fine. And it's going to improve with this addition, but you're also going to be playing a much tougher schedule. And I don't know how they're going to shake this up. And you get two, so you're going to have to differ up your divisions and, you know, more teams will be added. So that know this, you're going to have to play a game at Wisconsin. You're probably going to have to travel really far to Penn State. State don't want to and play in a whiteout. And you're going to have tests by it's not an easy game with a 3-hour time difference to play Maryland. And I know Maryland's not good, but there's a big time difference. There's a travel. And again, USC's been not doing well. Players seem to check out. So that's an extra challenge for Lincoln Riley to get those guys up playing Rutgers in Maryland. And if they don't come out on fire, it could be a struggle. I'm not saying you're going to look great either, but it's the Iowa game, you know, at Kinnick. It's Camp Randall. I'm not even mentioning Ohio State in the Shoe or Michigan in the Big House. You know, it's going to be a tough road. It's going to be great. I can't wait for USC to play. Wait for USC to line up against a Minnesota team that has, you know, 4 or 5 30 pounds and just wants to pound the ball down your throat. And these are all intriguing, fun matchups for me. But I think this is the ticket to success for USC. Let's pump the brakes. You know, Miami ACC, they've been in. Virginia Tech was, you know, very good in the Big East. They started off well in the ACC. A&M, SEC was going to change everything, change recruiting, change our lives. You haven't done anything still. So, you know, be careful what you wish for sometimes. It's exciting for me on the outside looking in from a win-loss perspective for USC. I don't know how I got on that tangent and target. You know, there are some programs that are in good shape. There are some programs that might be in trouble. We all get which ones, but I just think we're going to land from 5 to four. I don't go superhuman shift to two mega conferences like everybody thinks. That's my guess. Maybe three, but it's a weird number. Maybe three and then a conglomerate. I would just call it the also-rans or, you know, those left out, whatever you want to call it. The ACC is going to be okay. And I think the Pac-12 and Big 12 will have enough teams left sort of merge and come up with a very viable and attractive conference. And I think that's good for everybody. So that means maybe something's going on. Maybe there's some big breaking news. Is it Sankey? Hold on. No, it's not Sankey. It's actually nobody of any interest. All right. I'm going to end this. Thanks. Wait. MikeFerrellSports.com. At MFerrellSports on Instagram, on Twitter. My guys at RogueShop.com. Excited. No. THC, CBD, aches, pains, anxiety, sleeplessness. Whatever you want, RogueShop.com has it for you. I love these guys. They were the first to sponsor me as an independent entity. So please do me a favor. Go to RogueShop.com. If it's smart enough, I'd have a graphic that I could pop up, and I will eventually figure StreamYard out. RogueShop.com over and over and over again. Also, we have a promotion package. Who's been doing camps forever for kids who are younger and need publicity. Start your recruiting process early and get your name out there. You don't want to be a guy that's like trying to get a 2023 right now, right? Because it's 80% done. But 2023 right now or 2024, who's under the radar, who hasn't been noticed, who has the ability and field promotion pack, and no promises. I'm not going to get you a scholarship to Georgia or Alabama, but I will promote you. Now there's a cost. Nothing's free in this world, but you can go to my page. You can go to my Twitter, DM me. You can also go to @FerrellPromo. I'm going to be in touch with you if you do. Funny. This is my all day. Usually I put it on silent. I don't know why I didn't. When I'm doing a podcast, I usually put it on silent. But anyways, @Ferrell, and you could also DM me at @MFerrellSports on Twitter. You can DM sports. There's so many ways to reach me. MikeFerrellSports@gmail.com is the promotion package is very intriguing to me, and I've gone over those reasons on different. But if you know a kid, or if you're a coach, or you just know someone who isn't getting that attention, going to get attention from this promo. It's over 1 million followers, and every coach follows us. If they don't, they have someone in their office that does. It's a little secret. I don't want to. All right, that's it.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.